2.4 Doing the Bucket List 1. Helen.
They've always fascinated me. So a couple of years ago, I booked a trip to the north of Norway and stayed in a treehouse. Well, a kind of tree hotel, really. And went sledding with husky dogs. That was actually 3 bucket list items in one trip for me. And I did worry beforehand about whether I'd actually get to see them. I mean, it's difficult not to when you go all that way, pay all that money and, well, it's very possible they won't show up at all while you're there. So when we got there, oh, it was so cold. I know that sounds silly, going up to the Arctic Circle and complaining about it being cold. But, I've never experienced cold like that before. It was minus 25. But, anyway, it was worth it because, well, the first 2 nights were disappointing. Nothing. But then I felt so lucky. I saw them the next 2 nights and they really are so, so beautiful. An amazing shimmering curtain that goes from a greeny to a kind of purpley red colour. And an interesting thing is that not everyone hears it, but they make a sound as well, a sort of buzzing noise. It's the most incredible experience I've ever had. Life-changing, really. It filled me with awe and wonder about the universe.
2. Keith.
I've been thinking of doing it for years now because I know they're short of people and, well, I'm glad I've finally done it. And it was an interesting experience. I was anxious on the way there because, well, you hear stories of people passing out, which would be so embarrassing. And, you see, I am a bit squeamish. So I thought of turning back at one point, but in I went and, well, it was fine. They took a tiny drop first for testing. I wanted to make the classic joke and say, is that it? Can I go now? And then they put one of those things on your arm, like when you have your blood pressure checked and look for a vein. I looked away at that point. I mean, why would anyone want to see the needle going in? It's fine when it does. It's just a short, sharp pain, and then they leave you while the machine takes it out. I didn't want to watch the bag filling up either because, you know, 3/4 of a pint does look like a lot of blood to lose. So I closed my eyes and waited for the beeping sound when the machine's finished. It was about 8 minutes, but it seemed much longer. And then, of course, I got tea and biscuits. And, I think I'll do it again because, well, it has made me feel better about myself.
3. Judy.
I've always fancied the idea, so when our hotel in Spain said they could organise it, and it was pretty cheap, I went for it. It was cancelled first time because of the wind, which was a drag, but the weather was fine 2 days later. I was really nervous before takeoff. That's the worst bit, really, because, well, it's the last chance to say, I've changed my mind, can I get off? And, well, part of me really wanted to do that. I was like, why am I choosing to fall to the ground at 180 kilometres an hour? Still, once we were off, it was easier, although the 7-minute climb seemed to last forever. And getting to where you jump out was freaky, because, I mean, I'm used to walking down the aisle on planes, but it's a shock to see this, like, massive hole where the door usually is. But we jump straight out and, well, you get 60 seconds of free fall and that is totally amazing. It's like a massive rush of air and the ground is like spinning and I literally forgot to breathe. And then your shoulders suddenly get pulled back as the chute opens and then it's suddenly really quiet and you're floating through the sky. It's an incredible feeling, as if you've escaped your life completely. So, would I do it again? Hell yeah, I definitely will. It's made everyday life seem a bit dull.